chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Today, Pastor Scott's message is titled, "Moms, Your Children Are Not Your Own." Pastor Scott.
All right, happy Mother's Day. Thank you, praise team. Thank you for leading us in worship. How many of you in here have, this is mom or dad, how many of you have had children or do have children now? Raise your hand. You better put your hands down. This is what happens when you have the kids in front, right? Now, how many have had children who've had piano lessons or another musical instrument? How about your kids have been in math competition? How about have you had any of your kids in sports?
Okay.
Now, do you remember this picture from last year? And Jamie, go ahead and put that on
there.
This is a picture of a mom being totally frazzled. You know, the kids are running around her kitchen like wild animals. She's trying to make dinner. The baby is crying. Looks like the kids are fighting. Her dinner's going to be a little toasted. I know, moms, you can relate. Now, moms, there's a positive side of being busy, right? We as parents and moms specifically, many times we want to be active on behalf of our children. We want to drive our kids to Chinese school, right? To violin or piano lessons, math clubs, even summer camps. Now, moms rightfully want their kids to excel in life. We want them to be well-rounded children. And moms, you truly deserve a medal, a big trophy for your crazy schedules. I know, with two kids now, I know my wife works very hard.
Pastor Scott 有两个小孩, 他的太太非常非常的忙碌。
And kids, show your honor and love to your mom, not just on Mother's Day, but every day.
小孩子们每天要荣耀你的母亲。
Christ commands us to show honor and love to our parents.
耶稣命令我们每天要荣耀, 要敬重我们的母亲。
And even if you're a woman in here who doesn't have children, you know what it's like to try to be a good model to nieces and nephews. And some women in here who don't have children work with our children in the church, and they know what it is, how hard it is to work sometimes with the kids. Working and educating our kids for Christ is an eternal reward. And let me say this, our kids are pretty good, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now don't let it go to your head, okay? Don't get prideful. Now moms, there's a negative side of being busy as well though. Where being busy about all these tasks could be actually be very detrimental to our kids' spiritual health.
我们忙着做这么多的事情，可能很多时候我们忽略了小孩子灵性上面的成长。
Now let's look at Luke chapter 10 as Deacon Eddie just read.
我们来读刚才这个欧执事所念的路加福音第十章的经文。
And I'm going to have Joe Ren just read it in Chinese since we already read the English.
路加福音十章三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。路加福音十章三十九节，他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚。在耶稣脚前坐着听他道，马大侍奉的时候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Now, Martha, you know, she had this wonderful guest of honor, Jesus, and she was busily trying to serve him.
马大有一个贵宾，耶稣基督来到他的家中，他试着要把他最好的拿出来招待这位贵宾。
She was trying to be a good host.
她试着要做一个非常尽职的主人。
Now, her sister Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching.
她的妹妹玛利亚却只坐在耶稣的脚旁听他的教导。
Now, notice what Jesus tells Martha when she complains about her sister.
但是马大到耶稣跟前去向耶稣抱怨玛利亚什么都不做。
Basically, Jesus says, "Hey, you're anxious and you're troubled."
那耶稣告诉玛利亚说：“你太急躁了，太忧愁了。”
But Jesus basically says, "Mary, your sister, Martha, your sister Mary has actually chosen the better option, something that is lasting."
耶稣告诉玛利亚，马大说。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
And I just want to show from this passage that being busy, even doing good things.We could actually be missing the big picture, the eternal perspective.
那我在这边只想用这个例子来告诉大家，你有时候虽然是为了很好的理由来忙碌，但是你可能没有看到整个大的图画是怎么样子，大的目标是怎样。
Because think of what's happening here. There's Jesus, God in the flesh, who has come into this house and is teaching.
我们看到这位道成肉身的耶稣基督来到马大的家中来教导。
How many opportunities did one have to sit and listen to the earthly Jesus teaching about the kingdom of God?
你一生当中，你有多少次机会可以听到道成肉身的耶稣基督来到你的家中来听来教导你呢？
I mean, think about that. Jesus had a short life. There weren't too many times where you could say, "I had the earthly Jesus in my house."
你想想看，耶稣只活了三十三年，他在这段时间里面，你有多少个人的家里面有机会来招待这位永生之王呢？
Martha was.She was doing good things. She was serving and cooking and being a good host.
马大做的事情都是他本分里面应该做的事情。他煮，他清洁，他招待，他使他的家人每个人都宾至如归。
But she didn't have time to sit at the feet of Jesus.
但是她没有时间坐在耶稣基督的脚旁。
And listen to his eternal, life-giving words.
听那关于永生的真道。
So what are the implications for us as parents and mothers specifically?
所以这给我们这些母亲们怎么样子启示呢？
All right, biblical women, biblical moms.
首先我们要如何做一个符合圣经教导的母亲呢？
Number one, moms, cultivate your relationship with Christ.
第一个，你要培养你与耶稣基督的关系。
I really see Jesus saying something bigger than simply.Stop serving and cooking food. There's something bigger he's saying.
我们在这边看到了，就是耶稣告诉马大说：“你现在就不要煮了，你现在停下来，不要忙碌。”
I think what he's saying to all of us is that church, first, the most important thing is to have a relationship with Jesus, and then cultivate that by knowing him more.
他在这边所要告诉我们的，事实上是告诉我们教会里面每一个人，我们应该最注重的关系是我们与神的关系，我们要听神的话语。从这里来培养我们与耶稣基督的关系。
So you first know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and secondly, are you saturating yourself daily with His relationship with yourself?
第一个是要跟耶稣基督有好的关系，第二个是你是不是每天都从神的话语里面来反复思想，来得着神的亮光。
Now think about this. I really think Satan, the devil, he would love for us moms to work really hard at pushing your kid at everything else.But their spiritual life.
我想，撒旦他真的是希望我们的母亲把我们的小孩每一个人都逼到忙各式各样的事情，忙到没有时间来亲近神、读神的话语。
Satan would love no better than for us as parents to push our kids into very quote unquote good things and miss the spiritual side of life.
撒旦希望我们这些父母亲呢，能够随从属世的潮流，把小孩子推小孩子去学那些看起来是很好的事情，而忘记了属灵的成长。
Mothers, the most important thing you can do for your child is to develop and build your own relationship with God.
母亲们，你们能够做的最重要的事情，就是在与耶稣基督建立好属灵的关系。
You want to model to your children that living for God's glory in every aspect of life is the most important thing for life.
你希望成为你儿女的榜样，让他们看到为着耶稣基督、为着神的目的而活是一个最好的榜样。
Because let's be honest, many of you know this, the basic fundamental aspect of our faith is that if we don't know Christ as Savior, we're lost. We can do a lot of good things, but in the end, we're lost and separated from God eternally.
我们信仰的基础就是我们必须要抓住我们信仰中心，又就是要我们为耶稣基督而活。我们如果失去这点的话，我们生命就没有意义。
And I know what some of your moms are thinking, Pastor Scott, you just showed us that picture. You know how busy I am, how hard it is to even read the Bible.
但是 有些人就问了说 ，Pastor Scott, 你刚才秀的那张图就是我最好的写照。我每天忙的这样子，忙得乱七八糟，根本就不晓得生活的重心在哪里。
I have such a hard time fitting in our crazy schedules time for.My own time with God of praying and Bible reading, it's so hard.
我每天的时间表是如此的紧，我实在不晓得要把读圣经、祷告这些事情怎么样子放到我的每天的时间的次序当中。
Hey, it can be hard for everyone, but do the best that you can.
这些事情对每个人都很难，但是尽你的能力。
Let me give an example of a mother.
我们来做有一个例子给大家。
How many of you in here have heard of John and Charles Wesley?John and Charles Wesley.
你们当中有没有听过约翰·卫斯理，还有他查尔斯·卫斯理
？John Wesley was one of the fathers of the Methodist Church.
他是寻道会的刚开始发起人。
And Charles Wesley's brother has actually written a lot of hymns that are in our hymn books even today.
查尔斯·卫斯理呢，是让他写了很多的诗歌，很多都还在我们今天所使用的诗歌本里面。
Let me read this quote to you about their mother.
我们来读一读有关于他母亲的这段叙述。
Susanna Wesley, mother of John and Charles, had a very large family, and for many years, times of physical isolation were scarce.
他的母亲叫做苏珊娜卫斯理，她是约翰与查尔斯卫斯理的母亲。他的家庭非常的大，有很多小孩，但是有很多年呢，他时间。根本就没有不可能在家里面有独处的时间。
It is well known that when she needed silence and solitude, she would bring her apron over her head and read her Bible and pray underneath it.
当她需要时间独处的时候，她会把她的围裙拿起来遮住她的头，所以她可以读她的圣经，她也可以祷告。
Obviously, that did not block out all the noise, but it was a sign to her children that for those minutes she was not to be bothered, and the older ones were to care for the younger.
虽然对这个方法也没有办法让噪音完完全全的不进入他的耳朵，但是这对他的儿女来讲是一个很好的一个指示。他们知道说这是母亲需要独处的一段时间，所以大的小孩会照顾小的小孩。
You know, back then they had a lot of children. Maybe she had like 10 kids.
17 actually.
17.
Yeah.
You looked it up, eh?
Yeah, there. 他们有很多很多的小孩，有十几个小孩。
17 kids. All right, so, you know, she was a little bit more busy probably than all of us.
I know,
but she would take time during the day and she would flip her kitchen apron over her head and she would read and pray underneath her apron. You know, it's not the most ideal situation, but she said to her kids, she was showing her kids, her relationship with God was number one.
但是他用这样的方法来告诉他儿女，与神有独处的时间是最重要的事情。
If she can do it, so can we.
如果他能够做，我们每一个也都能够。
Be saturated in the Word of God.
每天让神的话来充满你。
Now, one commentator compared daily Bible reading and meditation on God's Word as a tea bag steeping in a mug of hot water.
有一个查经家就解释说，这个与神独处，与神话语。让神话进到你心中呢，就像把茶包放在一个热水的茶杯一样。
You know, the more you read and meditate in God's word, you want God's word flowing through your body like blood in your veins.
花越多时间来阅读并默想神的话，神就让你能够更深刻的体会他话语改变生命的大能，就像流在我们的血液。
Or think of this illustration: a cow.
或许我们用另外一个方式，就像一只牛。
A cow who chews cud.
牛它会反刍。
Now cud is when they eat the food, and if you know anything about cows, they take a long time digesting and eating their food.
那他们会反刍他们所吃的东西，他们会用很长的时间来消化他们所吃的草料。
So he eats the food, it kind of gets played around, goes down his stomach, he regurgitates it, chews on it some more, goes back down. He takes a long time digesting his food.
他会吃下去东西，然后再反刍出来，然后继续嚼，然后再吞下去，然后再继续嚼。
Now moms, today, remember, you need to be a big cow.
各位母亲，你要成为一只大母牛。
Now kids, that doesn't give you permission to call your mom a cow.
但是告诉小孩子，这不能成为你叫你妈妈母牛。
And husbands, don't call your wife a cow.
这当先生的也不可以这样子叫他。
But,
但是
just like the cow chews on his cud, we need to chew mothers and dads on the word of God and let it stay with us all day.
但是我们就像母牛反刍它所吃的草料一样，我们要把神的话语不断的思考，不断的反刍，这样来得到话语中的亮光。
So the question you want to ask yourself: Do your children see your desire and your thirst for the Word of God?
你的儿女是不是从你的榜样当中看到你是那爱神的话语、思想神的话语的人呢？
The psalmist writes Psalm chapter 42, verses 1 and 2: As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
所以就像诗篇四十二篇一到二节，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
So the desire for you should be, I want my kids to see that thirst for God's word, just as you thirst for a cup of water on a hot day.
我们希望我们的儿女看到的，就是让从他们从我们的身上能看到我们渴慕神的话语，就像我们在大热天的时候渴望喝一口凉水的那种渴慕。
Number two.
第二件事。
Second point of being a biblical mom.
要成如何成为一个合乎圣经教导的母亲呢？
Model Christ.
我们要学习以基督耶稣为榜样。
Now obviously we know moms and parents, we have to discipline our kids.
首先我们许多时候我们都需要管教我们的小孩。
We need to teach them about God's word from our lips.
我们要用嘴巴来讲，告诉他们什么是神的话语。
But you know what? There's a famous English phrase that says something like this. It says, it's more caught than taught.
就像在英文，中文世上也有一句谚语说，言教不如身教。
Since your kids are living with you all the time,
因为你的小孩天天与你住在一起，
they will observe your actions,
他们会看到你的行为，
and start to make judgments about the way you are living.
他们也会借此来判断你行事为人的方法。
Now, moms, if you're telling them to be a better Christian, to be a nicer person, but you're failing to do these things, they'll see right through that.
你如果教导他们要成为一个有用的人，要做一个好基督徒，但是你自己没有办法做到这些的话，他们会看在眼里。
Listen, moms, and this I'm preaching to myself. If we talk to our spouses unkindly,
所以各位母亲们，如果你对你的配偶、你的先生讲话不客气。
If we're walking through life always angry and bitter,
如果我们一天到晚发脾气,
if we are unforgiving people,
如果我们不晓得饶恕人,
if I never pray and read the Bible,
我们从来不祷告也不读圣经,
why should I expect my kids to do those things?
我们怎能够要求我们的小孩子去做同样的事呢?
We need to model Christ with our, not just what we say, but our whole life.
我们必须在我们生活的每一个层面效法基督。
And so this leads into number three. Moms, bring the gospel into every life circumstance.
第三个就是要把福音带到我们生活的每一个角落。
Deuteronomy, a famous passage, Deuteronomy 6, verses 7 through 9. You shall teach them diligently God's word to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
申命记六章七到九节这样说，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Now what does this look like?
看起来会像什么呢？
Well, obviously, first of all, you do need to teach and teach the Bible and pray with your children.
首先你要教导你的儿女圣经的经文，而且你要跟他一起祷告。
One of the practical things to do is try to do consistent family devotion time.
所以最有效的方法的做法就是每要固定的与你的小孩有每天家庭灵修时间。
If you don't usually do it that much, just start trying to make it a goal once a week. Just once a week, sit down with your family, have a devotion time.
如果没有办法每天做的话，起码每个礼拜能够做一次。
And trust me, I know it can be hard. I have a 4-year-old and 2-year-old. It's not a long devotion time.
如果你家里面有两岁的、四岁的，很难有很长的灵修时间，家庭灵修时间。
If all you have is 5 to 10 minutes, for younger children or a little longer for older children.
如果有很小的小小孩，只能有五到十分钟。如果年纪大一点，可以稍微长一点。
Just to sit down as a family and pray and sing a hymn and read the Bible together, that's great.
一家人一起坐起来，或许只是唱一些属灵诗歌，或许只是一起祷告，这些都能够有很好的家庭的灵修时间。
Even your kids are not paying attention, they're looking all around. That will stick with them as they grow older in their life.
虽然你的小孩子有时候可能会不专心，但是这些才长久以来以后呢，都会对他们产生很大的属灵的功效。
I know as a kid, when my parents sat down to do family devotion, sometimes I was like, I want to be playing outside. I don't want to be here.
当Pastor Scott 小的时候，他的父母亲要求他们也能够在一起有这样家庭的灵修时间，他虽然不愿意，但是他也参加。
But those seeds they planted of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus went deep.And that impacted me as I grew older, the priority of having this relationship with Christ.
这样福音的种子呢，从小就在 Pastor Scott 心中撒下，所以呢，长大之后，他就可以开始去了解、去领会、去思想这样福音的真理。
And I realized that Christ was everything, and that he changed every part of my life.
那 Pastor Scott 了解耶稣基督是所有的一切，他改变了他生命当中所有一切的观点。
Now here's one that's hard.
这有件事情很难。
Number three, well, the third part of this point. Moms, when you sin in front of your children, and when it's appropriate, do you confess your sin to your children?
第三件事情就是，当母亲你在你的儿女面前，你如果犯了罪的话，你是不是在他们面前认罪？
For instance, when you lose your temper and you get sinfully angry and you say something you shouldn't, do you ever say, I was wrong? I'm sorry I lost my temper, that wasn't like Christ, will you forgive me?
你如果在儿女面前乱发脾气，因为罪的缘故，你没有办法控制你自己的怒气，你是不是在你儿女的面前说，我做错了，我向各位向所有人认罪，那我愿意在神面，也在愿意在神面前认罪。
Some of you may say, and sometimes I think this too, well, my kid will lose all respect for me if I confess my sin to him or her. I will lose my authority.
那有些人说，我怎么可以在我的儿女面前认罪呢？这样子我会失去我在儿女面前所有的尊敬，而且我在他们面前我没有摆不下面子，而且我会丧失所有的这个管理的权柄。
But listen, the long-term effects of not being open about your own sin is worse.
但是长期来讲，你如果没有在你的家人面前认罪的话，这样子的效用是更糟糕的。
It's worse not to show how the gospel can forgive your own sin in front of your children. If we as parents never confess sin, why would we expect our children to confess sin?
如果我们从来不在家人面前认罪的话，我们怎么能够期望我们的小孩子在我们面前认罪呢？
Our children are not stupid. They know we're not perfect. Why don't we just be open and honest about that?
我们的小孩并不是并不笨，他们可以看得出来，为什么我们不在他们面前能够诚实来面对这样一个事情呢？
But listen here, when our kids see that we do confess sin when we wrong them, and that we do show them that God has forgiven us, and so that's why we can confess sin. When they see our humility, they'll be attracted to the beauty of the cross.
当他们看到我们在面前愿意诚实的在众人面前认罪，他会因为我们这样的诚实，因为我们这样子的真心。会因为这样子而被福音的真理所吸引。
See, we can use our own sin against our children to show them that Jesus has forgiven us and has made us new and that he gives us new life, even when we act stupid and do sinful things.
我们虽然犯了罪，但是我们也可以利用这样一个机会在儿女面前认罪，所以我们可以看到，让他们看到耶稣基督是怎么样子借着他的恩典饶恕了我们，使我们有新的生命，所以他们也可以，我们也这样子得到饶恕。
Obviously, you need to use wisdom and age-appropriate times confessing.
当然，你需要有智慧，而且必须要在合适的时刻来做这样子一个认罪。
But the point is, by us being open and confessing sin, our kids will see the beauty of the gospel if we point it to Jesus, and they'll hopefully become a person who confesses sin and is open as well.
当儿女看到我们这样的开诚布公，他们也能够看到福音在我们身上所产生的改变，他们将来有机会也能够做出这样子一个公开的来向神认罪的这样一个表现。
And that leads into, as a parent, as a mom, be real in tough times. We're appropriate. Be real and say, sometimes I suffer and I get down too. I don't have a good day.
所以当母亲你在有时候日子过得很辛苦的时候，很多困难的时候，你必须要真实的来面对。
But show our children that,even though we have bad days and we get down, that Jesus has won. Jesus has forgiven our sins. He's living, and all things will be made new. Show our kids that.
虽然在这一天里面你遭遇了许多的困难，有许多不顺利的事情，但是你要让你的儿女看到耶稣已经战胜这一切，所以让他看到耶稣是我们每一个人生命的主。
And show your children a heart for the lost, your lost neighbors, your lost coworkers. Show them that you care aboutindividuals, eternal souls, and where they'll end up.
同样的，也让他们看到你是那关心那失丧灵魂的人，关心你的邻舍，关心你的家人，所以他们能够从这样子的关心当中看到耶稣基督的爱。
Now, lastly on this point, and here's the thing, bring the gospel into every circumstance. Let's look at an illustration of that.
那我们最后一点会看到我们怎么样子把福音带到我们生活的每一个角落。我们来看一个比喻，看一个例子。
Now, how many of you kids here play piano?
你们当中有谁？
Sometimes you hate it, right?
有时候你们不太喜欢，对不对？
You're like, stop telling me to practice, right?
有些人说不喜欢。
It gets old, a lot of repetition. I took piano lessons too when I was young.
很多很多不断重复的练习，有时候觉得很无聊、枯燥。
I have really small hands. My mom finally told me, your hands are not made for the piano. You're going to stop.
所以 Pastor Scott 小时候也有学钢琴，那最后呢，他母亲说你的手太小了，不适合弹钢琴。
Yeah, I sinned. Sometimes I got so mad, I took a pen and I drew faces on the piano bench.
啊，他小时候呢很不听话，经常有时候会还不喜欢弹，他就拿笔在那个这个凳子上面弹钢琴。
Don't do that.
乱画。啊，他叫小孩子。
I was very mean and sinful against my parents.
他那时候是非常的不听从，而且做。不喜欢做正确的事。
Now, part of me, now that I'm older, part of me wishes that I had continued with piano lessons.
他现在他希望当时能够继续的学习。
But you know, playing the piano, it takes hard work, right?
但是学钢琴呢，能够需要很多的精神时间。
It takes a lot of practice, right?
需要很多练习。
A lot of repetition.
需要很多的重复。
But this is, Mom, you can bring this into the gospel. You can say, look, just like we play the piano,So does living for Christ. It takes a lot of hard work.
你可以告诉你的儿女说，就像弹钢琴一样，你要成为耶稣基督的门徒，也是要经过很多很多的练习，很多许多的重复。
So we can say to our kids, hey, just like the Apostle Paul says to his disciple Timothy, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
那就像保罗在告诉提摩太一样，你要保守你的心。所以你才能活出一个圣洁的生活。
We should can show our kids, just like with piano, we can grow as a Christian. We can become more loving. But we have to work on it through daily prayer and daily Bible reading. And sometimes it's hard.
所以我们就像学钢琴一样，我们可以活到有我们活出一个更圣洁的生活，但是我们必须每天花功夫不断的去学习，不断的在神的面前降服。
But God promises us that He'll change our heart and our love.For the world and make us more loving the more we develop our relationship with Him and the church.
神会改变我们，如果我们愿意在他面前降服，他会改变我们的心，所以我们能够爱更多的人，能够更像他。
Here's another example. You know, after church on Sundays, you know, if you have Sunday school, when you drive home in the car, what do you talk about on the way home from church?
还有一件事情就是说，当你每天主日敬拜完了要回家的时候，你的小孩子如果参加主日学的话。你在车上是不是跟他们谈这些事情呢？
Ask your kids, what did you learn from Miss Kathy? What did you learn from your Sunday school teacher? Talk about the gospel everywhere you are.
你可以问你的小孩，你从Miss Kathy 那边学到什么东西？你学到什么功课？你在圣经上面有看到什么样的故事？从这样子一个问题当中来引起他们的兴趣。
Do you want your kids to see God's glory?
你希不希望你的儿女看到神的荣耀？
Have your kids not just tell them, but model the gospel of Jesus, what he's done in every aspect of life. Show them God's word in every aspect that they will see that you live for his glory.
教导你的儿女，而且以耶稣基督为榜样，让他们看到你的生活当中随时都有神的话语，神的能力与你同在，所以他们看到什么是一个完全的基督徒的生活。
Number four, last point. Moms, your child is not your identity.
第四点，母亲们，你的儿女不是你身份的定义。
Now, this is kind of natural. A lot of us as parents, we say, oh, whatever outcome, whatever becomes of our child, it reflects back on me as a parent, and this child is my identity.
很多家长都觉得说，小孩子的成就就是对我个人身份的定义。
No, and I want to say, no, no. Give your child first to God in your heart that this child is the Lord's.
先把请不要这样子做，先把你的儿女奉献给神，让神来管教你的儿女。
Your identity as a person is not based on your kid's performance. It's based on the finished work of Jesus Christ.
你儿女的成就并不是代表你，而是代表耶稣基督在他们身上所做的工。
Listen, we all do this.
我们都会有这样子的问题。
Man, I see Elijah and Sadie going crazy in the hallways, and I'm like, oh no.
我们当Pastor Scott 他看到他的儿子在这个大走廊跑来跑去。
They're thinking, there's the pastor not feeling one of the biblical qualifications for being a pastor, disciplining your children.
他都会觉得说，他是不是没有达到合乎牧师的一个条件，就是没有好好管教他的儿子。
When I'm looking at Elijah and Sadie here, I'm like, there they are, acting like wild animals.
当他看到他儿子像每天像野兽这样跑来跑去
and then it's really not about them, it's about me. What will people think about my parenting skills?
他会想到说，到底别人会怎么样来看我这样管教儿女的
方法。Now listen, discipline is what God's called parents to do.
管教是神呼召父母来做的事。
Just as God disciplines His children for their ultimate good, so we as parents, we do need to discipline our kids for their long-term eternal good.
就像神管教我们，让我们能够得着益处。同样的，我们也管教我们的儿女，让他们能够在长时间之后也能够得着益处。
But don't always run to that thought, that first thought. It says they're making me look bad. That's not the right first thought to have.
所以，但是我们的动机，我们刚开始想到的不是说这些小孩子让我脸上挂不住，所以我要去管教他们。
We need to first say, I want to discipline my child because I want them to see Christ. I want them to see His glory. I want them to change as a person through God's help. And it's not ultimately about me.
我们管教儿女的目的，最主要是让他们能看到耶稣基督，看到神的荣耀，让他能够生命得到改变，而不是因为我的原因。
Now, some of you are sitting here, and you have older kids, and I know what you're thinking right now. Oh, I've blown it as a parent.
有些人呢，你可能你觉得你的儿子已经长大，儿女已经长大，你就觉得说，哦，我在那个时候父母亲当父母没有尽好父母亲的职责。
Some of you may be thinking, I'm not a godly parent. I haven't been a godly parent. My kids are even grown, and they're not following Christ.
那有些人会觉得说，我可能没有尽到父母应该做的责任。我的儿女已经长大，但是他们没有顺服耶稣基督，没有听从神的话。
And see, I want you to get everybody to get this. Parents, your child is not your identity.
我们要各位父母记得，就是说，这些儿女并不是你的身份代表。
Every child is responsible for his or her life before God. You don't answer for your child to God; they have to answer to God.
每个儿女他必须在神的面前对为着自己来对神交账。
And look, even if you feel like you've messed up, and we all do, God is forgiving and loving, and what may seem bad, God is always working for good.
虽然我们有时候觉得自己没有做好，但是神已经饶恕你，神会为着用各样的方法，使爱神的人得益处。
Now I just saw an illustration. I saw an ABC. His name is Jason Ma.
他在Pastor Scott 在 ABC 电视上面看到有一个人叫 Jason Ma.
Has anybody heard of him?
有没有人听过他的名字？
Maybe the younger generation?
或许有些人听过 yeah.
Now he's a rapper. I know that's terrible. I know.
他是一个饶舌歌手。
He's a Christian rapper.
他是一个基督徒的饶舌歌手。
And his parents came over like a lot of you and came to the United States. And Jason, he turned into a gangster.
这位歌手呢，他原本他是成为一个这个混混，街头混混，搞帮派。
He was doing drugs. He was stealing, and one day he was about ready to be arrested by the police.
他用药，他偷窃，他差点就被警察逮捕。
And God got a hold of his heart. He had been in church, a church like ours, had turned away from God, and God at that moment got a hold of his heart.
但是在那个时候，神抓住了他的心。
And his mom was always praying for him.
他的母亲总是为他祷告。
Because ultimately, it's not, we can't open the eyes of the blind. Only God can open the eyes of the blind.
我们人没有办法为神，打开那些盲眼的人的眼睛。
There's so many stories out there of parents praying for their children who are running away from Christ, and God gets a hold of them, and it's because of that prayer.
我们看到有许多时候，父母亲恒切地为儿女祷告，到最后这些儿女终于回到神的面前。
So Jason is now using his gifting in music to reach others with Christ.
那 Jason 他用他的神给他的恩赐来服侍神。
And he also served as a pastor.
而且他也是成为一个牧者。
I'm also reminded of the story of the Bible in 1 Samuel, the lady named Hannah.
我们也看到在撒母耳记上的一个例子，哈拿的故事。
See, Hannah had a child after being barren for many years. And she gave her child, who was Samuel the prophet, she gave and dedicated this child to God's temple, to the Lord.
她这个小孩后来就是先知撒母耳，她把这个小孩呢带到圣殿当中奉献给神，为神所用。
But ultimately for the church, really the whole universe is God's temple.
那对教会来说，整个宇宙就是神的圣殿。
We need to dedicate our children to God's ownership, even when they're in the womb.
我们必须把我们的小孩子奉献给神，虽然就算他们还没有生出来，还在母亲的怀胎当中。
And here's my encouragement to you: don't live in regret about how you've raised your child.
不要活在后悔当中。你如果你的对于你的教养儿女的方式
，We all sin and mess up as parents.
我们许多时候都犯了罪，都没有好好做好。
But keep your eyes on the cross, the forgiveness in Jesus Christ, and live in light of what he's done. He is for you, not against you.
定睛在耶稣基督的十字架上，为着耶稣基督而活，他是为了你，而不是要来惩罚你。
And keep showing your child, even if they're 30 years old, the good news of Jesus Christ, and keep praying for them.
继续为着你的儿女祷告，继续为传福音给他们，让他们知道耶稣爱他们。
So in the end, money, career, they'll not save your child.
到最后，他们的工作，他们的金钱，他们的职业都没有办法来救赎他们。
It is Christ alone.
只有耶稣基督才能够救赎他们。
The question is for all of us today, have we placed our faith in Christ for the forgiveness of sins?
是不是我们每一个人都把我们的信心摆在神面前，求他来饶恕我们的罪？
God is holy, pure, and just, and he will not abide sin, and we're all sinners.
耶稣基督是圣洁的，他是完全的，他不会饶恕任何的罪，但是我们都是罪人。
But he sent Jesus to come down and to live a perfect life, and then die as a loving sacrifice for sinners.
他差遣耶稣基督来到十字架上死，来到世上，死在十字架上，为着我们的罪。
And then Jesus rose from the dead, conquering death, and he offers eternal life to all those who call upon Christ and say, I am a sinner, I need your forgiveness, your death on the cross has taken away my sins, I need your salvation, Lord.
耶稣基督他从死里复活，是为着我们这些罪人，所以我们任何人只要能够在他面前能够认罪，承认他为我们的救主，承认他在十字架上死，也借着宝血洗净我们的罪，为着这样子，我们就能够得到拯救。
Are you in Christ?
你是不是在耶稣基督里？
And moms and dads, are you pointing your children to Jesus every moment of the day as much as possible?
母亲跟父亲们，你是不是把你的儿女每天把耶稣基督指向给他们？
Moms, will you build your own relationship with Christ in order to better show Christ to your kids?
母亲们，你是不是把每天跟耶稣基督有更好的关系，所以你可以在你的儿女面前做榜样？
Will you model Christ both in words and actions?
你是不是把耶稣基督所讲的话成为你每天行事为人的准则？
Will you show the gospel, the good news of Jesus, in every life circumstance?
你是不是把福音放在你生活的每一个角落？
And just like Hannah, will you dedicate your child to God?
就像哈拿一样，你是把你的把你自己献给神，为神所用。
And even for the women in this church who don't have kids, you have spiritual kids right here.
就算你们我们当中有些小孩，对不起，有些妇女她们没有小孩，但是你在教会里面有属灵的儿女。
See, this is actually the closer family because the church family, the church is what will be the eternal, lasting family.
这是比我们肉身的家庭更亲近的家庭，因为在教会里面，我们都是一个家庭，都是神的儿女。
So for all women, invest in our youth.
所以所有的妇女们，把你们的时间摆在神的面前。
Model Christ to them.
做好啊，做榜样，以耶稣基督为榜样。为这些年轻人。
And remember, as a parent, you're simply a steward of God's gift of children to you.
所有的父母，你们都是在神面前的管家。神把这些儿女托管给你们，要你们来教养他们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，Thank you that you yourself have shown us what it means to actually be a tender, loving mother.
谢谢你，使用你自己为榜样来教导我们看到什么是真的有主你自己爱慈爱的母亲。
Because God, you do nurture us with your word.
因为天父你亲自用你的话语来喂养我们。
And you told your people that you would love to put your arms around them like a mother hen puts her wings around her chicks.
就像你愿意，你也告诉我们，你愿意用你的手来围抱我们，就像母鸡啊围绕它的小鸡一样。
God, you give us spiritual milk.
你赐给我们灵奶。
So that we can grow and thrive for you.
我每天可以在你的里面可以成长，可以茁壮。
God, thank you so much for the mothers in this room.
谢谢你赐给我们母亲。
Continue to uphold them by your Holy Spirit and by your power.
继续用圣灵跟你的能力来扶持他们。
Help them know that God, you are directing and leading and guiding them.
帮助他们，你是那掌管，你也是那领导他们走这条道路的神。
And I pray that they would strive to bring Christ more and more glory every day.
我们也求主你自己能够帮助他们，能够把每天把更多的荣耀带到神的面前。
And God, I pray for all of us that we would have a love and a heart for our children in this church.
我们也感谢神给我们这么多的小孩在这个教会里面。
God, help us model Christ.
也帮助我们能够以耶稣基督为榜样。
Heavenly Father, please work in all of our hearts. Today and draw us closer to yourself.
亲爱的天父，就求你在我们每一个人心中动工，让我们每一个人能够更亲近你。
In your Son's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.